What's going on? It's Logan D here. Welcome back into another video. Today, I'll be showing you how to make a rap song in in Audacity. And if you're new, make sure you do hit that subscribe button. We're on the road to 800 subscribers, so I know we can reach that. For today's video, let's go for 20 likes in today's video. I know we can break that, so let's go for 20 likes today. Anyways, if you guys want to see these videos new, before they get out on YouTube, make sure you do click the link in the description to my Fiverr. That's where you can see all these videos 2 days before they come out. Alright, these videos come out randomly, but my beginner's guide series is every single Friday, so you're not going to want to miss that. Anyways, let's get into it. So first thing you're going to want to do is you're going to want to go ahead and import a beat. It's as simple as that. Okay, so we're going to use this hot beat. This beat I found online. You know, it's pretty cool. That's what it sounds like. Yeah, so that's a beat we're gonna be using for today's video. So let's get right into things. So first thing we're gonna do when you're making a rap song is you're gonna wanna, you know, record your vocals. You're gonna wanna have your verses done, your hooks, your chorus, whatever you want. So let's start off with our first verse. Same as always, we're gonna start a little bit ahead, so we can leave a little bit of white noise in there. And I'll explain after we record the verse, obviously, why we wanna do that, but let's get into that first. So here we go. Let's hit record. Dear society, you know what got here to guide me and you. You know what we can see, but you know we'll make it through. Hey, you know that we gotta pursue something new. And you know that we gotta treat each other equal. So yeah, let's see what that sounds like. So let's go ahead and mix it. So we're gonna do normalize. Dear society. Yeah, so for normalize, what you're gonna wanna do is you wanna do -4. I learned that from someone else that said that you should do -4 for normalize, so that's what we're gonna do. And then this is what it sounds like just with just normalize, like no mixing really. Dear society, you know what got here to guide me and you. You know what we can see, but you know we'll make it through. Hey, you know that we gotta pursue something new. And you know that we gotta treat each other equal. Yeah. So obviously, after you've done that, you want to do compressor. For compressor, these are the settings I have for compression. Threshold, I have it at -1 dB. Noise floor, I have it at -40 dB. Ratio, I have it to 2.6 to 1 ratio. Attack time, I have 0.10 milliseconds. And release time, I have it at 1 second. So that's what you're gonna wanna do. And then just hit OK. And now you're gonna wanna hit, reverb. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna go to vocals 1. We always like to use vocals 1. In my opinion, this one, it just sounds the best. So after you've done, vocals 1, the only thing we're gonna change here is this to about like a 25. We're gonna change that to a 25, just so there's not too much reverb, but it sounds really good also. So let's just hit okay. That's what it sounds like now. Dear society, you know what, God's here to guide me and you. You know what we can see, but you know we'll make it through. Hey, you know that we gotta pursue something new. And you know that we gotta treat each other equal. Yeah, hey. Hey, so now after we've done that, we're gonna go ahead and add our filter curve. For filter curve, what you're gonna wanna do is do 100 hertz rumble. So basically what 100 hertz rumble will do is it'll cut out all those lows in your voice. And so you just want to hit okay with that. Just 100 hertz rumble.
Dear society, you know what, God's here to guide me and you. You know what we can see, but you know we'll make it through. Hey, you know that we gotta pursue something new. And you know that we gotta treat each other equal.
Yeah, hey. Yes. So after you've done that, you're gonna wanna go ahead and do filter curve again. This time, we're gonna do a treble boost. Just leave that at 60 dB, hit okay.
Dear society, you know what, God's here to guide me and you. You know what we can see, but you know we'll make it through. Hey, you know that we gotta pursue something new. And you know that we got the truth.
What treble boost does, it just basically makes those vocals sound a little more, punchy. Like, they sound a little bit more, I can't find the words to explain this, but they sound a little bit more, vibey in a sense. It just helps with that, help it sound a little bit more vibey. So that's how you get those sounding just perfect. The next thing you want to do is go ahead and do a high pass filter. Where is it? High pass filter. High pass filter, make sure it's at 100, frequency is at 100, roll off is at 6 dB, and then just hit okay. This is what it should sound like now.
Dear society, you know what, God's here to guide me and you. You know what we can see, but you know we'll make it through. Hey, you know that we gotta pursue something new. And you know that we gotta treat each other equal.
Yeah. After you've done that, you can go ahead and add a limiter. You can also add a de-esser if you have the plugin. Just hit OK.
Dear society, you know what, God's here to guide me and you. You know what we can see, but you know we'll make it through. Hey, you know that we gotta pursue something new. And you know that we gotta treat each other equal.
Yeah, hey. Anyway, so once we've gotten our verse done, now it's time to add some ad-libs. So with that, my ad-libs, like I mentioned in previous video, that I like to do my ad-libs kind of like a delayed echo effect. Anyway, so how do we do this? First thing we're going to do is we're going to want to go ahead and hit record. Make sure when you're recording, make sure your preferences are set to, recording. Record on new track. That will allow you to always record on a new track. And to make sure you hear the beat, always make sure you have play other tracks while recording. Make sure you have all these boxes ticked. Sound activated recording, I don't really do that, but you can name your tracks. So let's say I want to have this as verse. I don't do that, but you can do that if you want. Track, system date, system time. Anyways, now what we're going to do is we're going to record some ad-libs. So these are just some background, like, hey, yeah, yes sir, you know, stuff like that. So here we go. And I just realized we forgot to noise reduction this. So what we're going to do here is go here, select this first little part, and obviously you're going to want to do this at the beginning. For some odd reason, I forgot to do that, but hit get noise profile, hit OK, and then just hit that again, select all your whole verse, go on noise reduction again, just hit OK, copy the settings, noise reduction 12, sensitivity 6, frequency 3, hit OK. And next thing you do is just hit normalize. And here is what it sounds like.
Dear society, you know what God's here to guide me and you. You know what we can see, but you know we'll make it through.
Anyways, now let's get into recording our ad libs. For our ad libs, we're just going to record some simple background, A, and stuff like that. So here we go.
Dear society, you know what God's here to guide me and you.
Yes,
you know what we can see, but you know we'll make it through. Hey, you know that we gotta pursue something new. And you know that we gotta treat each other equal. Yeah.
So those are our ad libs. So to mix the ad libs, first thing you want to do is select all. Since we should already have our noise profile, we can do noise reduction first. Hit OK. And then we're gonna do compression. Just hit OK. Same settings as we used before. Next thing we're gonna do is we're gonna do reverb. This time we're going to use vocal 2, just make it a little bit more.